Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and two times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.
And five, four, three, two... What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kev on stage. She.
That chick, AJ. That chick.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button. If you didn't watch the main, you're missing out. Going on tour, KevOnStage.com. Making my power links be. You feel me?
I want to come to some of your shows just to Terry while you're telling jokes. You'll be the only one to hear it. I'm just going to put it in your... Yeah. To get the anointed laugh. I really honestly cannot remember anything. So
You know what? That big foe.
You had a big weekend. You had a big weekend.
I'm sure this is something, but I'll tell you next week.
All right. Now, sports talk. Rookie of the year, WNBA. Who you feeling?
Oh my gosh, WNBA. Of course, I'm always gonna put my vote for Miss Angel.
Big Reese.
My namesake, because I do think she been balling. I do think she been killing
it. Has the single season WNBA record, period. Not for a rookie. Mm-hmm. She owns the most rebounds in a single season.
Yeah, I'm going to say Angel. I'm going to say Angel. Do I think they will give it to her? I don't know.
You don't have to worry about it.
I don't know.
That's my baby. I got two jerseys. Caitlin Clark going to get that award.
I know that there's so much attention on that girl.
No. Hooping for hooping's sake.
She is. No. And I know she's a hooper. I'm not saying that she's not. But I just feel like Angel just had a great freaking season.
I think if Angel came out last year or maybe next year, she probably would have gotten played the same way.
She'd get so much heat.
Yeah. But Caitlin, since the Olympic break, that girl been... First of all, she plays an easy style of basketball that you can vote for. Mm-hmm. The three's been dropping. They weren't dropping early in the season.
At the whole season, though?
They look at the whole season. Do look at the whole season.
That's what I'm saying.
They look at the whole season. And also, they tend to look towards the last part of the season.
Then that's not fair.
But she been hitting three after three after three. Now, the Caitlin Clark stands got mad at me because I was saying that Asia Wilson should be the MVP.
Of course.
No debate.
Of course.
She done gone for 40.
I know it.
And you know that. And they hit me and said, I'm shading Caitlin Clark. Because I'm mad that she's in the MVP discussion. I said,
no.
I'm sorry.
Is it because you got a signed jersey sitting on your desk?
Could be. I didn't even think that was up for debate. I didn't know. Them folks was like, Caitlin should be the MVP. It's happened in the WNBA. Candace Parker was the MVP in her rookie season. Wow. I didn't watch that season. But I don't think anybody was beating Asia. And if it was going to be her, it was going to be Nafisha Collier. I didn't think Caitlin had a chance at MVP. Them folks, I might as well have told them stands Caitlin can't hoop at all. I said, y'all, I actually made a whole video on Twitter and was like, y'all got to chill. Because anything you say about a WNBA player, it seems like Caitlin's stand, I'm using the word stands because there's a lot of rational people who support and like her. I'm not referencing them. People who have a level head on their shoulders. Yeah. But you talk about Angel Reese, your comments fill up with Caitlin's better, Caitlin clears, Caitlin should win Rookie of the Year. You talk about Asia Wilson win. You could talk about Defensive Player of the Year, and they'd be like, Caitlin should get that too. And I'd be like, now, come on now.
Now, what do you think would happen if they did give Rookie of the Year to Angel? Would there just be
Civil War?
You think so?
Civil War in America.
That'd be the tipping point.
The Capitol again.
That'd be the tipping point.
I don't think they could even give them. I was hoping for co-rookies of the year prior to the Olympic break.
Share it.
I was like, let them share. LeBron and Melo was neck and neck. They gave it to Bron. prior to the Olympic break. If they gave it to Angel, Civil War.
Because if voter they looked fraud. At the whole
voter fraud. It would be voter
if
fraud.
They were looking at the whole season, you feel like Angel should not be in real contention with Caitlyn. Whole season, not after the Olympic break.
If you give the whole season, Caitlyn Clark has probably put together a more of a rookie of the year resume, all things included. What that means is, first, there's style points. There just is. Shooting deep threes and dope assists, we are human beings. It's a beautiful game of basketball. Rebounding is a very important part of basketball. It's not a sexy part of basketball. You don't see a highlight of just niggas. Outlet. One of the things they get on Angel a lot is she rebounds a lot of her own misses. They blow it out of proportion. But it's style points. Also, Caitlin Clark's team has a better record than Angel's team.
Fever over the Suns.
The Fever are going to be a tough...
They Suns? Not the Sky?
No, Sky.
Okay, I was like...
Sun is Connecticut.
Okay, listen, did you see me pick it up? Yeah. No, I said, now listen.
Because you know sports, Angel.
I'm a sports... I was just talking to my comrade and fellow sports commentator, Jamel Hill.
Oh, wow.
Friend of the pod.
Yeah, I was talking to her this weekend, and I said, you know... I am the sports commentator on Here's the Thing. She said, I do.
You know more than Jamel. I don't care if she worked at ESPN and was a journalist for the Detroit and Orlando. When I talk about somebody who knows sports, I tell my other friends how much Angel knows.
Listen, she said, I see you, and you do an excellent job. I said,
excellent job.
I said, you know.
I think Caitlin, their team has a better record. They're playing better. And head-to-head, I think the Fever have won 3 out of their 4 times they played. So if you're a voter, you're voting for Caitlin Clark, I believe. Caitlin Clark might be all WNBA second team, maybe even first team. Like, that's how good she's been playing. Okay. She's been hitting 30. Oh, is 2-1 or 3-1? But anyway, now, as a fan of Angel, the Sky have a much worse overall basketball team, mm-hmm. right? Kelsey Mitchell, who played for the Fever, is a great veteran guard. She went for like 30 the other night. That one of the reasons the Fever close out games really well is because of Kelsey Mitchell. Like, she's what you need. Somebody who knows how to play, knows how to score. Aaliyah Boston is a more talented offensive scorer than Angel Reese or Camila Cardoso, and they run plays through her. Mm-hmm. And then you have Caitlin Clark, and they have good vets around them.
They have a better team.
They have a better team.
So I was reading this. Team is going to have a better record.
I was reading some stats the other day, because mind you, I'm coming back in after not watching the WNBA for a long time. They said the Sky lost their top 5 scorers from last year. They're one of the few teams that starts 2 rookies, and their leading scorer from earlier in the season got traded, Mabry, and Elizabeth Williams, who was supposed to be their good veteran, got hurt in the top of the season, been out for the year. And they're still in playoff contention. So I'm going to ride for Angel Reese.
That's what I'm saying. She got the horse with the broken leg and is still in the derby. Okay?
Yes. I think if they get they need to get their team together to be a better team. But Angel be balling, and I don't care what you say. She got 20 rebounds 2 games in a row. That's my dog.
If she get Rookie of the Year, you heard it here first, because that's who I'm voting for when they ask me.
The Sky needs some more players in order to be more competitive.
No shade to Caitlin Clark.
That girl be balling, and her stance be just making it unbearable to talk about anything sports. I'll be like, bro, ain't nobody even talk about her.
And she looked like a ball player. She looked like that's what she do.
She do. Patrick Beverly was like, people like Caitlin Clark because she's the height of an average woman. I was like, Caitlin Clark is 6 feet tall. That is not average woman height.
Average woman is my mother-in-law is 6 feet, and I don't think of her as average woman.
No!
Hi, mama.
What you doing up here like that?
What you doing up here? Come down.
Yeah, like, bro, people like Caitlin Clark because she's good at basketball. And she's kind of a clithead.
Wow.
She talks trash like Steph, like... She comes across as humble. I'm from Iowa. Corn. But she hits those 3.
Corn.
She'll hit a layup. She's like, did that go in? She yells. She complains about fouls a lot. Like, bruh. She just like Steph. People think Steph is humble. This is not humble.
No.
When
not,
you go night
not
night,
in an international platform.
Nuit, not humble at all. He's a jerk. And it worked because what you finna do? I shot it from 28 feet. Mm-hmm. What you finna do? It's okay. People can be clit heads. Angel's a clit head all the time.
I am. It's all right. One of my favorite things.
Two more sports things before we move on.
Yeah.
College football.
Are you?
Roll Dog'em Tide. Roll Dead Gum Tide. This is the first year that the college football playoffs have expanded to 12 teams. The Pac-10, rest in peace, Josh. We got nowhere to go.
Pac-12,
actually. We got nowhere to go. Me and Josh outside naked. You know,
I was terrified this weekend. USC, LSU.
On a Monday? Capitalism is terrible, but great. Because we had college football from like Friday, Saturday, a college football game on Sunday.
That was
insane.
And
Monday
and big games.
Yes, and then the NFL, they're planning on Thursday, Friday.
Oh, yeah, they're running the numbers up at this point.
Yeah, remember when Monday Night Football was the big thing because everything was on Sunday?
Everything.
Capitalism was like, what if there's just a game a little bit every day?
Every day. A man can sit down, scratch his balls.
And watch them. It's just so many games. They're playing in... The college football last week, they played in Ireland. I said, y'all don't even pretend to let these babies go to class.
Yeah.
They don't even.
Ireland?
They played a football game in Ireland.
We ain't got enough fields here in America.
Not big
Irish
enough.
People got that money plus Guinness.
Oh, my God. Well, bump the college people. Kai and Sai start flag football today.
There we go. They might go to the Olympics.
Flagging the football, yes, because that's the only version they mama letting them play.
Right. I respect it.
All right. Now
you know I played flag football in high school and college.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
you said there was one more thing. You said two more things than college football.
The NFL starts this week too on Thursday.
Dun, 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 dun.
Bow, 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 bow. All right, so Trump got in a little bit of trouble.
Did he really?
Yeah,
because he going up and into cemeteries doing campaign videos.
They went to do you know exactly what happened? Because I've been following this story. Tell the people what happened if you don't know.
So
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Over time, moss, mold, and mildew stains cover your home, and cleaning them is too much work. You need Wet and Forget, the easy bleach-free way to clean tough outdoor stains. For decks, patios, and cushions, use Wet and Forget outdoor spaces. No scrubbing, no rinsing. Just apply and let it do the work for you over time. Got a bigger job? Reach second-story siding and roofs with Outdoor Max. Up to a 30-foot reach and 2 times the coverage. Get Wet and Forget at Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart.